Describe a person who enjoys cooking for others.
What do we need to prepare when we need to cook? Usually when someone cooks, they need to get their food and tools ready. For example, if you want to make a simple dish like scrambled eggs with tomatoes, you'll need basic ingredients like tomatoes and eggs. You'll also need seasonings like salt and soy sauce. And of course, you'll need a knife for chopping and a pan for cooking. And something to flip the eggs. That's everything I can think of that you'll need to use. Do you agree that food is an important part of Chinese festivals and ceremonies? I definitely do. Food represents culture. Most of the time, when you're celebrating a holiday, you consider what special foods to eat. There's a famous dish for every Chinese festival. For example, during the Spring Festival, which is Chinese New Year, you eat dumplings, noodles, and fish. During the Mid-Autumn Festival, mooncakes are very popular. These foods are thought of as being lucky and good for your health and wealth. Which dishes are a must at Chinese festivals? There are many well-known dishes that you can find at Chinese festivals. Each of these dishes have a special meaning. For example, zongzi are the most traditional food eaten at the famous Dragon Boat Festival in June. They are sticky rice dumplings wrapped in bamboo leaves. However, at Chinese New Year, dumplings and fish are very popular dishes. They signify wealth and prosperity. Finally, mooncakes are always found at the table at Mid-Autumn Festival. They symbolize good luck and reunion. Should students learn to cook at school? It seems to me that cooking is a very important skill. It can save you a lot of money on dining out. But I don't know if students should learn it at school. I mean, in Chinese schools, the focus is on learning subjects that help students get into good universities. Subjects like math, science, and English are more important. If you really want to learn cooking, you can learn from your parents or watch videos online. So, I don't think cooking needs to be taught in school. You can teach yourself, too. Do you think cooking should be a compulsory or an elective course? Why? If schools offered cooking as a class, I think it should be optional. Like most subjects, students should get to choose if they do it or not. If they're not interested in cooking, why should they be forced to do it? However, it would be good to make cooking a required subject when students are younger, like when they are 13 or 14. Then they can find out if they like it and want to keep doing it later. Are there any differences between cooking today and in the past? Yes, the way we make food has changed, and it's not always healthy. For example, in the past, people used to fry their food in animal fats. But now we use oils like canola or soybean. These oils may not be good for us. Also, there are lots of foods that can be cooked in the microwave for a few minutes. But the ingredients aren't very healthy, so we don't get the same nutrition from our food as we once did. How does technology help with cooking? Technology today has made cooking easier than ever before. We have appliances and tools like ovens, stoves, and microwaves. There are even gadgets like the Instapot, which can do many different cooking tasks. Besides, we can use technology to find recipes, watch cooking shows, or research ingredients online. Honestly, technology has really helped people who aren't good at cooking. These days, you don't have to worry about being a good cook. You can still make good meals.
雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。